If there was a tipping point in the debate over whether women can be ground-pounding, snake-eating commandos, the performance of two trailblazing women at the Army's Ranger School this summer may have been it. One student, Second Lieutenant Michael Janowski, was skeptical about whether women could cut it until one hot July night when a female soldier, First Lieutenant Shay Haber, turned out to be his savior.
I had a lot of weight on me, and I was struggling. And I stopped and I asked a halfway point, hey, can anyone help take some of this weight? I got a lot of deer in the headlight looks. You know, a lot of people were like, I can't take any more weight. Shay was the only one to volunteer to take that weight. She took the weight off me. She carried it the last half of that ruck. Literally saved me. I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now if it wasn't for Shay.
What the first two female soldiers to graduate Army Ranger training demonstrated was that standards do not have to be lowered for women to do even the toughest jobs.
Equal standards across the board, equal challenges, and ultimately we ended up here today together.
Earlier today, I had the privilege of offering my personal congratulations to the two of them.
Sources say Defense Secretary Ash Carter is leaning toward lifting all restrictions on women by the end of the year. And he said as much at a news conference last month in which he enthusiastically congratulated the first female Ranger grads.
And the department's policy is that all ground combat positions will be open to women unless rigorous analysis of factual data shows that the positions must remain closed.
For women to be excluded from any military job after next January would require a special waiver from Carter. The Navy's civilian leader, Secretary Ray Mabus, tells Al Jazeera he won't seek any such waivers for the Navy or the Marines. And the Navy has already announced women will soon be able to train to become SEALs, the elite commandos who took down Osama bin Laden. The Air Force is also moving to job requirements based solely on ability, according to its civilian leader.
We have been working on establishing gender-neutral and operationally and occupationally relevant standards. And once we have them in place, it certainly would be my anticipation that we would be in a position to open up these jobs to women in the future.
Still, the women who hope to break the brass ceiling insist they don't want to be given anything except the opportunity to show what they can do.